want to bring a message to you today. It is a very important message, for it is a message about the old-time religion and the old-time gospel and the old-time power. We, of course, have before us the book of life, the book of the inspired work of heaven, delivered to man that they might deliver it to the salvation of souls. And each time we lift the scriptures and read them and hide them in our heart, we are dealing with the great gospel miracle and the great gospel appeal. And we need to remember that one may speak, another may speak, but God must give the increase. And without that giving of the increase by heaven, our labor and our preaching and our exhortation are all in vain. So we would pray, give us the laying on of thy precious hand, Lord Jesus. And we would pray that the Spirit of the Lord may come, the mighty Holy Ghost. And what shook the upper room in the book of the Acts? May it shake the hearts of those that hear, and if it shakes them, those that hear shall live, and salvation will be imparted. Of course, every message needs the empowering of the Spirit of God. And every word needs to be baptized with the power of Pentecost. For salvation is not of man, nor is it of the preacher, but it is of the greatest preacher of all, the blessed Lord Jesus. And the greatest Spirit of all, God the Holy Ghost. And the greatest receiver of all, which is God the Father. May we know something today of the divine purposes of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I lift my Bible, and when I open it at the book of Genesis, I start into the place where God has revealed to mankind His wisdom, His glory, and His gospel. And by the act of inspiration and revelation, the great aim of God has been brought about. And God Himself delivers his arm of the revelation of his own eternal truth. Firstly, we receive the operation of God's manifestation and accept the manifestation of the book is revealed and of the work of the Spirit of God is manifested. Then everything is only a sounding blast and a tinkling of that which meaneth nothing. But if we have the operation of God, what a difference it makes in the manifestation of the everlasting truths that move the mighty power of God. Move, O Holy Ghost, today. Reveal to us. Test us, try us, triumphant through us, so that the devil's power may be broken in the lost souls of sinners, and that we will rejoice to know that Satan has lost the battle, and that Christ is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Satan wants to interfere, but he cannot interfere with the pure gospel of Christ as it is preached, humbly and believingly, by a man who has been called of God to engage himself in this great work. The elect of God are added to as the gospel of God is preached, and the eternal life of that gospel is bequeathed by the Spirit of God in the hearts of sinners. Oh, there is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. And the eternal life of the gospel can bring about a new birth in the heart of sinners, so that a soul at this moment that is lost can be found, and a soul at this moment on the broad road can do a right about turn and start for heaven, home in God, in that road which is narrow, and the gate to that road is straight. May God bless the preaching of His holy word this day. And may God give us an eye to see the truth of the Scripture and to declare it undauntedly, so it shall reside and break forth to an eternal fruition, because this is the living Word, and those that hear shall live. Firstly, the elect are the unconquerable people of God. They are brought under the power of God, and they are touched by the blood of the Lord, and they receive the Spirit of the Lord, and they are partakers of the life of the Lord. Almighty God, come and reach the lost that hear these words of truth with gospel power, and grant that the glory of God, which abideth forevermore, shall set up the tabernacle of Jehovah in the hearts of sinners through the preaching of the word. And those sinners who believe shall never ever perish, but they have unbreakable eternal life. Thank God, God's elect are the unbreakable people of the ever-living God, the Lord. They shall never, ever be destroyed. When we lose the chains by the grace of God, those chains are never used on us again. And though we live as long as the oldest saint, thank God, the wonderful work of God is in our heart, in our souls, and in our body. And because Christ lives, we shall live forevermore. As long as Christ lives, we will have life. And as he is the eternal Christ, we who have received that life, we are eternally alive forevermore. Christ's blood gives us life, gives us the very life that is in the heart of Christ right now in high places in the heavenlies of the heaven of heaven. It gives us protection. It gives us safety. It opens to us the gates of eternal life, and it brings us in and baptizes us in the life everlasting. And it tells us, because Christ lives, we shall live with him. The saints of God are untouchable when they are marked by the conquering blood of the Lamb. There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then work, sinner, look unto him who has died, unto him who has died on the tree. Nothing can take away from the blood-washed soul He's blood marked for eternity. The blood of Emmanuel, Christ for us, has marked him out as the Son of God. The blood marketship will reach the eternal harbor safely and unharmed. And those who are on the great gospel ship over which hangs a banner of Emmanuel, God with us, are tied into Christ, and through him they are eternally linked to God in strength. Glory in Emmanuel's land is to where we are headed. Death shall die itself, but the man saved by grace will never die, for he has everlasting life. May God grant that all who hear us today will live forevermore by receiving the life of God through the agency of our Lord and Savior. O eternity, eternity, O the wonder of deliverance from the dark eternity, and the introducing of us to the light of the blessed eternity, the glory of Emmanuel's land. Oh, the crimson heaven, it's to that heaven we are going, singing, washed in the blood. We have an exclamation to make, and that exclamation is the exclamation of a soul that's born again. I do believe it. I do believe it. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. My happy soul is free. For the Lord hath pardon me, hallelujah, to his precious name. Hearing the cry of a life newly given, and child just born. What a birth that is. Without any human father. This is resulting from the fact that the Son of the Most High God was born of the Virgin and received his instruction from his heavenly Father, through a very poor life, the life of Joseph the carpenter, and the life of his wife Mary. But no matter how poor that home was, it was rich with the riches of God's grace. And what a victory took place when God said, he that hath the Son hath life. Here is the unceasing light, and here is the eternity of God, and here is the wonder of salvation, and what a wonder it is. I was once again this week thrilled as I read that great chapter of Isaiah the prophet. It is the 9th chapter. And there is an announcement made at verse 5 of the 9th chapter of Isaiah. What is it? For every battle of the warring is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Isn't that a tremendous verse? A verse about a battle? Yes, we're in the middle of that battle. And it is a battle with confused noise. And it is a battle that has the garments of those fighting rolled in blood. And it's a battle that's on fire and burning with everlasting fire, not of damnation, but of restoration, regeneration, and salvation. Thank God the government is mentioned here. And who is the government of salvation? The government of salvation is Christ himself. For we read here in the 9th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. What do we read? We read of one who is wonderful. One who is the counselor. One who is the mighty God. One who is the everlasting Father. And one who is the Prince of Peace. Is this Prince ruling over an enlarging empire? He is. Listen, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. No end. This king's great authority moves from power to power, from army of victory to army of victory, from battles fought and battles conquered. And his kingdom is established with judgment and with justice. And from henceforth, it is even forever the seal of the Lord of hosts will perform. There we have the guarantee that what is promised will be fulfilled, and we shall enjoy the glory of the Father's house and of the Father's palace and of the Father's glory. Oh, the joy when we get there. Spotless crowns of oak to wear in that land that is fairer than day. But let me remind you that death shall die, but we who have escaped will never die. We will live forever. Oh, eternity. The Lord's presence with his people is the glory of Emmanuel's land. Oh, the wonder of heaven and the wonder of the glory of Emmanuel's land. Having exclamation in chapter 9 to verse 6, hearing the cry of a life newly given, may the Lord unite us so that this new child born will become a real champion for God, with the glory of the Father's blessing for his everlasting Father, with the glory of the Prince of Peace, for Christ is the Prince of Peace, with the birth of the Holy Spirit, so that we have received the gift of God that is eternal life. Here is unceasing light. Here is the eternity of God. Here we have the promise given, the promise received, and the promise given forevermore. Once saved, always saved, for Christ is the giver of eternal life. How wonderful that we can come from darkness into light. How wonderful that we can leave the road to hell and get everlastingly on the road to heaven. How wonderful that dressed in the clothes of faith and life everlasting, we are declared to be heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. How wonderful are the fruits of that precious blood in which the Savior has washed us. How glorious that peace that passeth knowledge and all understanding. And how wonderful to know that yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but glory ever. Glory to his name. And these blessings can never be ended. The life is everlasting life. The peace is everlasting peace. The joy is everlasting joy. The wonder is everlasting wonder. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. I wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. But listen to it. How marvelous, how wonderful is the work of Christ in my heart. Once I hastened to hell, now I'm hastening to heaven. Once I was lost, but now I have been found. Once I had no hope, but now I have eternal hope. Once I was a child of hell, but now I'm a child of heaven. Once hell was to be my eternal whereabouts, but now my eternal whereabouts is the heaven of heaven. I am so glad that Jesus loves me, that Jesus loves me. But as we turn over the pages of the book of Isaiah, we have spread before us all the glories of the gospel. Oh, what about that great 53rd chapter of this book of Isaiah. And what do we read there? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, his acquaintance from us. But he did not let us go. The grasp of my Savior and me is an eternal grasp, and none can separate me from Christ. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. It pleased the Lord to bruise his Son. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seat, he shall prolong his day, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. His knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, well, I just find him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many. Where is my sin? that's borne away by Christ, so far away that God cannot find it. My sins are gone forevermore. Oh, my dear sinner friend, you're heading on towards eternity. Don't be a fool. Ask God to put the brakes on. And turn ye, for why will you die? Christ can save you. Hallelujah. Christ can save you now. Listen to his invitation. As many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. What is believing? It's receiving with thanksgiving what God offers. And it is rejoicing by you in the thrill of eternal life which will fill your body, soul, and spirit. I give unto my sheep, Christ says, eternal life, and they shall never, mark the word, never perish, but they will live now and forevermore, because Christ is in you, and he is the life of the soul. Listen to this prayer. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. You offer that prayer now, wherever you are, and the blessed Lord will come and save you and take away all your sins and write your name by his own hand writing in the book of eternal life. May God help you to say, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood be shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Come now, come quickly, and come and be happy in Jesus, because you trust and obey. Amen.